I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. From the good news, less than good news department now, the Taliban announced today that they're withdrawing from the northern Afghan city of Kunduz. The move comes after a bloody tug of war over the city between the Taliban and Afghan government forces aided by U.S. airstrikes. One man who understands the strategic significance of Kunduz is Edward Follis.
Kunduz is one of the principal export areas within the north that is a staging location for the vast majority of heroin, some opium, but principally heroin products that are transshipped to Russia.
And that takes us to the less than good news. Post 9/11, Follis worked in Afghanistan for nearly a decade as the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency's country attaché. He's now written a memoir of his time there. The book is called The Dark Art. And I asked Follis how dependent the Taliban is on opium production for funding their activities.
No less than 95%. And,
wow.
You know, oh, absolutely. This is recurring, as you know, with other insurgencies, drug organizations, terrorists, narco-terrorist organizations around the globe. They realize the exploitation of the worldwide drug enterprise supply chains and how it can be interrupted and exploited. It's fundamentally easy money for the predators in the pond.
95%. So if it was possible to stop that production, would there be a Taliban?
The Taliban would be highly localized, and they would revert back to their original organized crime fundraising instruments in their portfolio: human trafficking, arms trafficking, ransom, kidnapping for hire. Those are usually the instruments and the funding mechanisms of narco-terrorism organizations that are present when they first begin to lurch into serious violence and serious influence.
So the U.S. officially withdrew most of its forces from the country last year, intended to leave a functioning government capable of resisting the Taliban or of eliminating them altogether. What's gone wrong?
Well, you know, 9/11 invasion, that was certainly to remove the al-Qaeda training camps that were running rogue. I mean, there was over 96 training camps. The United States initially stepped in because those camps had to be neutralized. Thereafter, the thoughts, I believe, and I'm no diplomat or State Department, that is when the reconstruction of Afghanistan started. Post not just Taliban, but 30 years of an absence of any government. It was pure anarchy for 30 years or occupation.
So you talked about the hunger for opium and heroin in Russia and in many of the former Soviet republics. How are they helping fight the drug trade and ergo the fight against the Taliban?
You know, the Russian Federation did not have a strong presence in Afghanistan, nor were they attempting to do so. But now they're being forced to engage, at least diplomatically, because heroin addiction in Russia is at epidemic proportions, and they see it as a great, great national security threat. Indeed, there's serious addiction and, you know, social decay, and it pushes up, obviously, through Turkey into Europe.
All of this has echoes of the drug war here in this hemisphere. Any lessons to be learned from that, a drug war that a lot of people say has failed?
Well, you know, to step into a war, you have to step in to win, correct? Does anybody step into a war to lose?
Mm.
Of course not. The supply chain from the poppy fields of Afghanistan to the end user, along that route are millions and millions and billions even of dollars being generated, all resulting in the end user being the ultimate victim and the ultimate one who is exploited. That is not the place where the war should be fought. You know, I say in my book, you know, without a doubt, if you want to hunt elephants, you go where elephants live. We have no justification, even a moral pursuit of the end users. They're the ones in need of extreme government societal assistance to bring themselves out of that trench. That's not where we fight it. We take the fight right there at the source.
Edward Follis is a former U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency agent. His book, The Dark Art, is a memoir of his time in Afghanistan. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.